I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Today, barflies.
No. Fireflies.
Oh, you said fireflies.
I said fireflies. Fireflies. Boy, what a year.
I'm astonished at how many are in my yard.
It's spectacular. I mean, this is one of the reasons I like living on the East Coast, because I didn't grow up with these fireflies, and to have them, hundreds of them, every night is just spectacular.
What is their range?
Fireflies are found in tropical areas and wet temperate areas all around the world. Here in the United States, they're found clear across the U.S., but not all of them bioluminesce. The flashing ones, the ones that people typically call fireflies or lightning bugs, are found all over eastern North America. And as far as I know, they range west just to about southeastern Arizona. Then when you go into the west, you have other fireflies that variously light up, but they're not flying around and flashing like the ones out here. Probably the most common species of firefly that I've seen around is the Big Dipper firefly. I like to call it the Flying J, because the males have this dipping flight. And as they are descending downward, their light gets brighter and brighter. And just when they reach the bottom and start to go up, they cut their signal off. And then they fly over a little bit, and then they make that same pattern again. And what they're trying to do is get the attention of a female who's usually perched in the low undergrowth. And that is the most common species around here, and it's the first one you see in the evening. Later at night, you'll see different flash patterns of fireflies. There's at least four different fireflies in our neighborhood just based on the flash patterns alone. I feel like a kid. Every time I see them, I can just sit there and watch them. It's just lovely.
Well, what accounts for this bumper crop that we're seeing here?
I'm not sure. I think it has a lot to do that we've had a tremendous amount of precipitation. So that makes me think that it's favorable for conditions to make sure there's plenty of prey for the larvae to eat. And if there's plenty of prey, more larvae survive. And it continues to be wet right at the time they normally would emerge. And so it's just been spectacular this year. You know, there's been a concern over the last several years about the disappearance of fireflies. And I've mentioned before on this program, I think that's in large part because their habitat's disappearing. People who are moving out to the suburbs or newer areas where all their habitat has been scraped clean and replaced with different kinds of non-native plants, and every little twig, every little leaf is picked up as soon as it hits the ground. That's no place for a firefly or anything else wild to live. But in older established neighborhoods like where I live, it is just amazing.
There is a thing you mentioned, a firefly watch. Is this a citizen science?
A citizen science program through the Museum of Science in Boston. And this is an opportunity for people to participate in submitting their firefly observations to a group of scientists and volunteers who are studying fireflies across the country to kind of figure out what's going on with them.
Kind of like the earlier this year, the bumblebee watch, and then last year we had the cicada watch, right?
Right. There's a lot of really good citizen science programs that focus on insects, and this is another one. We'll be sure that we have information to Firefly Watch, their link, and other information about fireflies on the archive page.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America, and the firefly is a beetle, is it not?
That's correct.
You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.